This is Wade Renfke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Honduran government currently has eight suspects in custody, including two criminal organizers, for the 2016 murder of well-known Honduran environmental activist Berta Cáceres, and has issued an executive order to provide her family with official protection from special security forces, according to its report to the United Nations. Former Brazilian President Lula da Silva was convicted of corruption and money laundering and sentenced to more than 9 years in prison, a stunning blow to a man once hailed across the hemisphere as an innovative leftist leader. As of 2015, only 3% of federal inmates were being treated regularly for mental illness, yet an Internal Bureau of Prison study suggested that about 19% of federal inmates had a history of mental illness. 2006 Bureau of Justice Statistics report concluded that 45% of federal inmates had symptoms or a recent history of mental illness. A recent BOP study says that federal prisoners are being kept in solitary confinement for long periods of time in violation of federal policy. Visitors to dozens of major websites declared Net Neutrality Day, so visitors saw a special message about the future of the Internet, part of a broad campaign by the companies to stop what they say is a threat to the web as most consumers know it. Among the participants, some of the biggest names on the web, including Facebook, Google, Reddit, Twitter, and Spotify. Opening a new area in medicine, a Food and Drug Administration panel voted unanimously to recommend that the agency approve a treatment that genetically alters a patient's own cells to fight leukemia. Google won its latest legal battle in Europe after a French court said the technology behemoth did not have to pay $1.3 billion in back taxes for diverting profits to Ireland, where there's a lower tax rate. Last month, the EPA registered Bell Laboratories' dry ice product, Rat Ice, allowing cities and states across the country to use it as a pesticide. Dry ice in rat burrows suffocates the animals. New York City has indicated that they are employing this plan. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.